Welcome to the first episode of Business Origin Stories. Today on our inaugural episode, we're going to dive into the four episodes of the Origin Stories methodology that I use with our clients at my branding and marketing agency, Hudson & Co. I started Hudson & Co. in 2018, and since then, we've helped hundreds of business leaders own their unique stories through branding, messaging, and foundational business strategies. In a future episode, I'll dive more into what we do at Hudson & Co. and how we help our clients stand out in the world. But today is a deep dive in a way to think about your business within a powerful framework we use to take our clients from overwhelmed to soul-led. Here's why. I truly believe that small business owners are so needed right now in this world, especially businesses that are led with heart and are here to create impact. We can no longer get by on the status quo. I heard a quote earlier this year that 45% of small businesses fail within the first 5 years. That's a lot. I've been in business for 6 years, so we're past that stat, but there were 5 million new businesses that were created in 2022. And according to today's estimates, that's a 42% increase from pre-pandemic levels, which means if you're here with me today, you are entering one of the most incredible times to be in business. We have everything at our fingertips. And also, it is so noisy out there. So whether you're a startup dreamer or a seasoned visionary, the four phases that I'm going to talk you through today are to create your brand are the ones that we believe are the most important. And origin, at its core, starts with you. If you look up the word origin in the dictionary, it literally just means the point or place where something begins. And when we talk about origin stories in business, it's really easy to think about how your business started, who you are, but I really want to reframe this for you. The core of this methodology is a recognition that those in leadership are better leaders, business owners, parents, community members, when we come back home to ourselves. As I said earlier, it's such a noisy world, and the only way to truly disrupt and stand out is to stop looking elsewhere and return to our own genius, our own opinions, and our own light. Our businesses are a reflection of the leaders. And so if we become our truest selves, I truly believe that we can change the world. I know that sounds fluffy, but I've seen it work hundreds of times now, because the more us that we can become, the better for everyone around us. And as someone who started her business because of motherhood, origin stories to me means recognizing and reclaiming the sacredness of motherhood. Now, this is not a motherhood podcast. This is a business podcast. I'll talk about this in future episodes. I just wanted to warn you that it's coming, because I look at that number of 5 million new businesses in 2022. That's just 1 year. And I wonder, why are we all doing this? Because it is so brave to start a business. It's uncharted territory. I know when I talk to people that are still doing their work and have their careers, they go, I want to start a business, but I'm so scared because I'll lose security. I'll lose this thing. And I think to step out, that first step, taking that first action, can be one of the bravest things that we do, except for followed up closely by continuing to show up every day for ourselves, for our families, for our future generations. And so while I believe that business strategies, which are, you know, tried and true, they have to be paired with a new way of doing things, because the more we can step into our own light, the better that we'll stand out and give others permission to do the same. And so at Hudson & Co. and through the Business Origin Stories method, we do this through four foundational marketing and business phases. There are frameworks within the frameworks, but I'm going to just give you a really high-level overview of these today, and then we're going to be moving into each week, diving into different parts of this so you can have some actionable take-home steps to start implementing them in your own business. We leaned on motherhood as an inspiration for this framework, and it's really powerful. So the four steps are the spark phase, the embodiment phase, the nourishment phase, and lastly, the claim phase. So we're going to start with spark. Spark is your conception. This is where you're working on, at least with us, this is where we love working with people who have either created a business and are ready for that next up level. You've been doing the work, you've proven yourself into the market, but you need help because your visual brand isn't bringing in the right clients. something, you feel stuck some way, it doesn't feel like you anymore, you've changed, your messaging feels off. And so usually this is where we've worked through stuff, we've taken action already, we've already jumped, we've taken the leap, but it's just not you anymore. You've grown up. This is the professionalized stage of your messaging and your branding. And so this stage, or it could be really when you've done some work and you're like, I'm ready to start. I'm ready to go all in, but I need someone to help reflect this to me. And I love that people find mentorship and coaches or a partner in this phase, because oftentimes this phase of spark, the conception phase, the growing phase, to get clarity, to get confidence, we have to take action. And sometimes we can be too close to it. We can be so close to our message that we don't know if it's going to resonate. And so when you bring other people in to help you with this phase, it becomes collaborative. It becomes beautiful. Oftentimes, it's easier for other people to see the things in you that you cannot see in yourself. And so the spark phase is really just a visionary plus action stage. You can be in this stage for a long time. Sometimes it takes quite a few rounds of things to figure out who you really want to be, what you really want to do, what you really want to offer. But for business owners who have tapped out at their current visual and messaging place, it's usually because they are grown or their team is growing and they're adding more stuff to it. And so the spark phase is really the first step into moving your business forward. Now, once you've gotten really clear on your branding, your marketing, your visual identity, you're very clear economic objectives in your business. Maybe you aren't quite sure on your products yet, but you know what you're doing in the world. You move into the embodiment phase. I love this phase because you can be in this phase for a really long time and never leave it, depending on if you're a solopreneur or however you want to set up your business. I am also someone that has created a business, a very successful business, doing what I love while also raising my babies and doing it on my terms, in my times, in my seasons. And so this embodiment phase is where we really start taking, where have you put down your flag and said, this is where I'm going to play in the spark phase, and then start becoming the identity of that person, of that entrepreneur, because identity and mind, we call it mindset. We say mindset a lot in this industry, mindset this, mindset that, but really it comes down to identity and shifting our identity of who we are going to be as that business owner, as that leader. And so the embodiment phase is really about owning that identity, stepping into that. Who are you as a successful CEO? What do you need to be in that place? How do you need to act? Who do you need to have around you? Who needs to come in and be a helper? We also implement the brand in this phase. So if you have this beautiful new brand, this great new messaging, this is where you start implementing it throughout your website, optimizing your products and your sales and marketing. Branding and marketing have to go hand in hand because branding is the soul and marketing is the vehicle to get it out there. So this is where your sales and your marketing start working better for you and you can start testing things and tweaking things. So the embodiment phase is really identity, implementation, and impact. This is where it really gets fun. But after this phase happens, or during it at some point, we hit up against something that I call the nourish phase. That sounds so sweet, but really, this is the people, the processes, and the perception phase. So this is where we nourish ourselves as business owners by getting more people in our lives. So whether this is more business mentors and coaches, building out our teams, adding in different contractors to help, this is where you stop. And again, this depends on the level of team that you have. But at this point, usually the entrepreneur, the leader, the business owners find themselves generating all the stuff, but they're still doing the work. Their identity is still of someone that is doing and not out of the business enough to really make it go the way it needs to go. And so the nourish phase is the answer to that. This is where we start putting in those processes, the sales frameworks, the business processes, really getting intentional with our cash flow, and then really also working against that next level of identity. So moving into that leadership piece to protect ourselves against burnout. I meet so many entrepreneurs that have been in business 5-10 years, and they just reach that point of complete burnout and they stop, right? Or they get sick or something happens. And so to protect against that, We have to honor the phase that we're in. And part of this is nourishing ourselves, nourishing our business in the best ways we can. Lastly, we move into the claim phase. Now, this phase is fun. And a lot of times people in marketing and PR, they always want to sell you this phase right up front. And I always push back against that because I believe if you haven't done the work to get through all the other phases, at this point, you're going to be breaking things or burning dollars with a PR agency or doing any of this. And as a company that does this for people, it sounds counterintuitive for me to be saying that, but my success, the success of my business is my client success. So I always tell people, just wait on this until everything's working better for you and you have a better idea. Because if you've built your foundation, then you can start inviting people through the door. And that's what the claim phase is. It's vision, it's visibility, and it's value add. This is when you go to town with PR, thought leadership for your executive team or yourself. You really supercharge the different areas of business where you're able to be seen. Podcasts, speaking, books, you're adding real value to the marketplace once your business is really working for you. Your culture is really important in this phase of your business culture, your team. And then it's also, I see in this phase, this is where business owners have gotten out of the chaos of running a business enough to start breathing and seeing something bigger. So that's why I call it the vision phase too, because in the spark phase, it was a vision. Now this phase is also a vision, but it's a bigger vision. It's a bigger vision than yourself. It's a bigger vision than what you've created. This is where people start getting really generous. They create foundations. They hone in on the values. They restructure the values. And this is a really, really cool phase. But it can only be done well if the other foundations are in place. And so over the course of this year, as we dive deeper into this framework and I bring in guests who can help you along the way, I'll be kind of tagging and saying, this is where they are in the framework, or this is where they would be useful. Now, some people and needs go all the way through these things, right? I want you to have a great accountant in the spark phase. That's not necessarily a nourishment phase. I really want you to have beautiful people surrounding you at every step that can help you. And a lot of times these phases are kind of overlapping. They don't just end and then you move on to the next one in a very clear way, because that's not business. Everything is always moving and shifting and you have to pivot and grow. But if you think of your branding and your marketing through these four phases, it will help you so much get out of overwhelm and also see what's coming up. Because running Facebook ads in the spark phase, when we haven't implemented our product optimization, if we haven't tested things out, is just going to overwhelm you and cause complete chaos and break any processes that you may or may not have. So there's different times for different pieces. And we have to do this thoughtfully, and we have to do this in an aligned way, because I always like to return to you. You as the business owner, you as the entrepreneur, what are your goals? How do you want to do things? We always love to, when we work with our business coaching clients, really define with them, what do you want your weeks to look like? What do you want your life to look like? Because if we're only going into business for the money, listen, there's a million ways to make $1 million. A lot of us go into business for the freedom, right? We go into it for certain, or we go into it for a really big why. And we also have to balance that up against how we really want our days and weeks to look, not just at the end, but at the beginning too, because I think there are so many of us that have proven it doesn't have to be one way. We don't have to hustle 60, 80 billion hours a week just to get somewhere. We can do it in a way that is aligned, that is the best use of where we are in that season of life. And so throughout this podcast, I'll be coming back to that touchstone over and over and over again, because I truly believe that businesses are the best personal growth hack ever, starting a business is and maintaining it. And we can absolutely co-create it and do it our way. So I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited for next week. And the guests that we're bringing in are phenomenal. We're going to be able to kind of bounce around between a lot of business and life pieces, but over and over again, it will be coming back to you and the stories that you want to tell. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Business Origin Stories. Love the podcast? Be sure to share it with a friend or colleague and give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Join me on Instagram and make sure to sign up for our weekly email.